What up, people?
Yes, sir.
I thought you was about to do the intro.
That's I was waiting.
I was, but all right, let's start over. What up, people? Want to welcome you to the gray area. In action. Take it away.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah. Gray Area.
And, yeah, if you don't already, please like, share, subscribe. Mm-hmm. This is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about.
This is a safe space.
It's a safe space. The gray area is a safe area. So today, well, okay, so we talk about whatever we feel like. So it could be music, it could be love, it could be life, it could be friendships, it could be childhood, it could be whatever, just whatever. So, with that being said,
I'm being brief. Oh, yeah. This is Shakoya D. This is Demond.
You know the vibes. You know what's up.
I'm sorry. My mind went blank. And I was like, wait, we didn't say our names.
And the topic today, we just going to jump right into it. Actually, before we jump right into it, how y'all? Y'all good?
I'm a little tired, but I'm good.
I'm sensing the sleepiness.
Yeah. I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Wake him up. Wake up. Wake up.
But yeah, I'm good though. How are you?
Sensational.
Word. All right, let's jump right in because you got somewhere to be.
Topic of discussion is, kind of make it suspenseful.
I thought you were buffering.
Right.
Topic of discussion is, so I know we talk about being authentic, your authentic self, authenticity, all that, a lot. So does everybody get the same you? That's the question.
Like, everybody in our lives, do they get the same version of us? Mm-hmm. I mean, no.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think it should be that way, but I don't think it.
Why not?
It does. I think different people bring different things out of you. I think depending on who you're around, like, perfect example, my coworkers are going to get a totally different version because we're in a different scenario where, like, I don't want to work, I'm not trying to do something, or maybe I'm okay with the job I'm at, but it's a different scenario. So it's like, not saying that I'm being fake, but you're just not going to get all of the, you can't possibly get all of me in that scenario. I'm not usually, it's rare that people get every layer, and even still, like, with your friends, you're different than you are. So a lot of people are with their significant other, or it shouldn't be that way, but I feel like it is, even if it's just like slightly different.
But yeah.
And your reasoning, that's the same reason?
Pretty much. Like, I feel like different people bring different things out of you, but I also feel like with a lot of times with certain people, you're only with them in certain situations, like certain spaces and stuff like that, so in certain settings. So it's like, if I'm in, let's say I'm in a church setting.
I knew you was gonna say that.
Because church. It just makes sense.
Church.
So if I'm at church, the people at church is not gonna get the same Shakoya that somebody outside of church would, or my friends would. Because it's like, all right, we might be friends to a certain extent, but in church, I'm a little bit different. I'm not completely different, y'all. I'm not like, I don't be out here faking the funk. But like, you might get more of a goofy side of me outside or with the family. I'm sorry about that loud smack, y'all. But I'm way more goofy with family than I am with friends, or depending on what setting I am. And I'm definitely not like that at work. So it just really all depends.
What about you?
Nah. They don't get the same me.
Why not?
Everybody don't deserve to see me.
That's the other thing. Everybody don't deserve all parts of you or to have access to all of you and your energy in every single way. Sorry, continue.
Oh, no, I was done.
Oh.
man, a few words on me.
Like, yeah, you gotta work your way up to.
Right.
It's like levels. It's like you playing a game. You gotta past the first level to make it to the next step. But it's fun here,
right?
Yeah, it's fun here. Yeah, and I think, granted, if I was playing devil's advocate here, I would. I remember it was a clip of Jay-Z, and he was talking about he's the same him in every room that he walks into. It doesn't matter what room he's in, he's going to be the same exact him.
I think I'm the same me, too, but it's levels. Like, if you made it past level one, the next time you see me, we at level two. So, right. At level one, I'm the same. At level two, I'm the same. It just depends on what level you want.
I can see that. I can see that.
It's like your access to me changes rather than me changing who I am to be in the setting.
It's just like, I don't feel the need to speak to everybody. Like, I'll say what's up, but I don't have to hold a conversation. Like, if we just sitting down and I don't know you, I don't have to find something to talk about. Right. I'm perfectly fine with just being, like, just enjoying my time in my skin. Like,
So, do you guys feel like it's on purpose, or do you feel... it just kind of happens naturally that you're not, everybody isn't getting the same access. Like, do you go into it consciously saying, all right, you know what?
Nah, this scenario. Just naturally, it's just like, it just happened. Like, if I don't know you, I'm naturally not. It just depends on the setting. Depends on where I'm at, how I felt, how I feel going into the situation. Sometimes I'm more outgoing and I will speak to people or have a conversation. If I have something to say, I'm going to say, but if I don't have nothing to say, I'm not going to try and think of something to say just to, so it can not feel awkward. Because I'm not feeling awkward not talking.
Right.
I feel like for me, it's natural. But just because, depending on who you are, my comfort level changes with you. So, like, you might see a different, or you might... yeah, like I said, it's all about access. You'll get a different level of access to me depending on how comfortable I am with you. So if we're just meeting, of course, I don't really know you like that. So, like, you're still going to get who I am, but you're not going to get, like, the backstory or, like, the...
But what? But isn't that more so a conscious choice then? It's not necessarily unconscious because you're deciding, hey... you have to pass this level to get here, as opposed to stepping into it.
I feel like I accepted the fact that that's just how it is.
Yeah, I feel like looking back on it, that's kind of how it is. Mm-hmm. But like in the moment, it's more so dependent on how comfortable I am in the room with you, right? Or even like how much I trust you as a person.
So, do you feel like you have to talk to everybody? Like, if you and strangers are sitting down, all right, say you go to the airport. You want a plane, you got the middle seat, right? You feel like you need to talk to both people.
No, I don't feel like I have to talk to anybody. But I feel like people naturally want to talk to me, and it just could be the energy thing.
You got a happy face.
I guess so. Yeah, just
happy face.
I guess so.
People be talking to me too, and I'd be like, okay, but I like I'll entertain.
Y'all not light skin. That's
oh
why.
Oh my gosh.
They not light skin.
Let me tell y'all.
So light skin and hard over here.
I feel like we should give insight into that.
Long story less long. Everybody say I'm light skin. Clearly, if you look at me, not light skin.
But the mannerisms and the energy. He gives off light skin energy. And that's all that. That's online. All it is. Online.
Not even in person. Just on your social media.
I'm the same in person as I am on social media.
Ha ha ha. Are you? We just talked about that. Are you the same online as you are in real life?
But here's why it's different. The facial expressions that you make in general, when you look at it through a camera, when you're recording something, it looks like you are purposefully trying to make these faces. I know because I've known you my entire life that this is just how your face is. But if I'm just looking at you for the first time, like I told him it's not light skin energy, it's pretty boy energy that he gives off.
Smooth, suave.
Okay, that's fair.
Debonair.
All right, don't get carried away, but yeah. It's pretty boy energy that he gives off, and people are mistaking it for light skin energy. We are not about colorism here at the Gray Area.
Non-colorism platform.
Right, exactly.
Obviously, it's not black or white, it's
gray.
Come on. You know what it is? Just straight off the top, don't mind me.
I like that. It's not black or white.
But so you feel like you give the same you give the same level of access online as you do in person, or do you feel it's the same thing? Like
with what the stuff I be posting, it don't be all of me, but how I would act by myself, that's how I act. Like I don't be trying to put stuff a certain way to come off a certain way. So,
okay.
It's still an authentic version of
the videos be how I would act if it was just me in a mirror. Like, my story be me in the mirror.
Okay.
That's fine. Me in the mirror.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair. Again, I agree with you guys. I'm just thinking about it on, again, just using the context of the Jay-Z interview that I was thinking of, like, walking into every room being that. Granted, you should probably, in most scenarios, it's being able to adapt and then being, all right, everybody shouldn't know this side of you. Everybody shouldn't get to know the side of you. I agree with that, but is it authentic if you're not stepping in like, hey, it's going to be me. I'm going to be me regardless of who is in the room.
Okay.
So I feel like that's a different conversation.
I got a question. Okay. Yeah. So what this is leading to is, not does everybody have the same access to you, or like, are you the same person in every room? But it's like, is people not having the same level of access, or you not displaying? I don't know. Is this code switching?
I think so. I think it's a level of code switching, because again, you at work, they're getting a different version of you, and it's literally a level of adaptability. Right, because you're not saying the same. You're not having the exact same conversations you would in the. I mean, most people are.
I think I do. I think I'll be the same. Actually, I don't. I talk less, but it just depends on who is around. I don't need to talk to everybody. Everybody doesn't need to talk to me, and I don't want to talk to everybody. So
that is true.
So you're right.
I mean, that's why I said it's to a degree they get
the quiet me.
Yeah.
Like, they get the I don't know you, you don't know me.
Like, it's still you, but it's just the quiet side of you. Because everybody used to be like, your brother is so quiet. And I'd be like, he talks a lot. He just don't talk to y'all, but he does. He talks a lot. He's not quiet at all. Yes, he is. Sorry. Flashbacks, my bad.
But it's also funny because when you think about just thinking about how when people met you, the people who met you in high school, they meet a totally different you than the people that met you in college.
That's
versus people
true.
That meet
so,
you.
So then with that, when is it? All right, when does it become? Hey, what am I trying to say? All right, since people met you at different times, they get a different version of you. So when is it not? When does the code switching
begin?
Like, if they met a different version of me, like, if they meet me now, I'm a completely different person. So I'm still being authentically me. Mm-hmm. They just didn't meet this version of me. Stop growing, like, you shouldn't stop growing, then... Is it really ever code switching if they say you changed?
I don't think that's the code switching. I think the code switching is who you are now. Like, you, this person in this skin, and then you go somewhere and you're like, okay, you're a little bit shyer in this setting. Well, no, that's not even code switching, though.
But I think, I think code switching is a level of it's adapting, right? I think sometimes whether it's a conscious or unconscious thing, I think sometimes we walk into a room and we're like, all right, I shouldn't be this bright in this room, right? I shouldn't be this. Whether or not it's on purpose or not is a different thing.
I don't think you should dim your light.
Right.
But.
Adjust the setting.
You can still, you can still be just as bright and not say anything. Or you could still be just as bright and still, like, yeah, you would not say anything, but people, everybody's still attracted. Like, you're still you.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't have to be in your face. I can still maneuver how I need to
maneuver. But the reason why I wonder if this is, like I was talking about the code switching, is because, like, us as black people have been doing it so long and so much. It's not, like, something that we're necessarily, like, we don't go take a class on this. Like, it's just something that's ingrained in us as far as adaptability, sometimes assimilation, just a survival tactic in a lot of ways. So, like, are we doing it just subconsciously? Like, I'm not necessarily going to actively, I'm not walking into this like, okay, yeah, I'm not going to be this version of me. I just go in there and I present, I'm presenting myself, but, like, I assess the situation, and then that'll determine how much of me, or not how much of me enters the room, but kind of like what setting my light is on.
So it's all a matter of comfortability.
But yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. It goes back to how comfortable I am. I guess how comfortable I am allowing you to see all of me.
So it's a defense mechanism.
Yeah. I guess so.
So it's you having your guard up more so to just think in the event that this person isn't valid enough to walk through the door.
Yeah.
But then even with that, you don't always feel like, me personally, mm-hmm. I don't always feel like talking or being seen, or sometimes I just feel like chilling. Like if I go somewhere, I might be there for a specific thing. So I don't want to be like, have everybody's attention, all eyes on me. Mm-hmm. I just want to go get in and get out.
But I feel like people have, like, okay, we, all three of us can say, all three of us have really big lights, right?
Right.
And we shine really bright, right?
Shine bright like a diamond.
Anyways, I don't know that we should care. Like, even if we don't want to talk to people that day, or because, you know, I'm the same way a lot of times. And it's like, even if we don't necessarily want to talk to people, or even if we don't necessarily want to, I guess, mingle, we're there for a specific purpose. I feel like that maybe we shouldn't care about, I guess, what setting our light bulb is on. We should just go into the room.
That's like, what I was.
Yeah. That's getting back to the JC thing.
Yeah, because it's like, why even? But the only reason I say it is because, all right, if you think about every person that you know that they are like openly themselves everywhere they go, what happens with that is either people love you or they really dislike you.
And that's how it should be. That's how you know you're doing something right.
Right. But in most cases, people don't do that, right? So you kind of. Yeah, when you're that kind of polarizing, I feel like, again, you can always see it. And I think most of the time, the reason why it takes a lot of people longer to figure out if people like you or dislike you is because you're not on the highest setting when you step in.
So it's really not even about, and I'm going to speak for myself, it's not even about my level of comfortability. I'm gauging your level of comfortability. To be able, like, because I know in certain settings, if I shine a certain way or if I go in just as bright as I am, you're going to be uncomfortable.
Mm, so you're being humble.
Yes, I'm being humble. So it's a defense mechanism, also going back to, like, the hidden barriers that I have. If you haven't read The Big Leap by, what's his name?
I can't remember what.
Gay Hendrix, I think.
Gary Hendrix?
I think it was.
I don't know. But
I think she might be right. But I don't know.
Just make sure y'all read it.
It's a blue book and it says The Big Leap on it.
We'll link it in the description below. But it goes back to, like, one of my hidden barriers of not outshining other people, right? So, although, and I mean, I feel like, in some ways, it's like my comfortability as far as you having access to me. But I feel like more of it is probably because I am an empath. Gauging other people's comfortability if I walk in with all of my personality.
Cause you know, I might try that one day. I might try that today.
Why does it matter?
It shouldn't matter. I'll always be wanting attention. If I be myself everywhere I go, I'm going to get a lot of attention.
But I think that's where
you're always be wanting attention.
I think that's where your own boundaries have to come into place.
Yeah, so at this very moment, if I don't want attention, I'm not going to make myself seen or make myself known.
What if? Well, we could experiment, right? Mm-hmm. So what if you do walk in there and you just get the right amount of attention that you wanted? And it's, I feel like it's not always going to be like a whole bunch of attention as far as people trying to talk to you or go up to you or whatever, but just people recognizing your presence and being like, it's something different about that. And I know that people already like probably feel that way, but like, I'm sorry. I'm saying like a lot, but I don't care.
So take your time.
If we go into the room, dum dum, and we walk, dum dum, in our light. But like, if you go in and you just be yourself, like. As bright as you want to be or as bright as you are without like any dimmer setting, it's like,
all right, so you act like that everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, act like that.
Act like what? Act like what?
You're not doing that at work.
I work from home.
That is true.
You was going to work.
When I was, I didn't really like the people like
that. But like, why does it matter? Like, all right. That is funny. And some people might be like, oh, you're doing it for attention, but if you're just being you, right? What is it? Perfect. I'll use another celebrity. I feel like there's no room that Cardi B walks into that she's not being as loud as like big as she can be. That's just the vibe I get from her. And either you really like her or you really dislike her. And then for the in between, for everybody else, the reason why everybody else is in between is because everybody hasn't really made a decision on whether or not they want to stand out or not. And I think most of us, even, again, I'm included in it, right? I think most of us, we go in and we're trying to be so considerate of how everybody else feels. And it's like, if everybody just focused on them to start, like, feeling the best, then, like, we wouldn't have to worry about, hey, like, do you feel uncomfortable by me being here? It's like, no. Most people aren't even thinking that. Most people are in their head thinking like, dang, I feel super uncomfortable. All right, and then they'll see you doing something. Let's say you out there and you dancing and put like dancing in public, and people would be like, somebody gonna be, he doing too much. And then some other people would be like, dang, I really want to dance too. Now everybody out there swag surfing, and you just like, you know. So I think it depends. So I,
yeah.
In my mind, I'm just trying to rationalize like why we care so much, but I don't know. It probably is just a defense mechanism. It probably is just
talk to care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do a social experiment.
I'm with it. I'm down to try.
But it's like,
I got
like how I woke up and I was like, call the body. I hear y'all out down there cooking like y'all cooking.
Something like that. I was like, what?
I was just want to walk in places like, hey, what up, people?
But I don't think I don't think you have to do that, right? So we always talk about energy and like frequency and stuff like that. And like, because not every day, I'm not the goofy person every single day. Like, I have days where I don't want to speak at all. Like, but that's still a part of who I am. But I know as entertainers, it's like, it's a little different. So like, you know, when you enter in certain rooms, you go into entertainer mode. But it's like, at the end of the day, I just have to know that I'm bringing all of me like here and not dimming my light. It doesn't have to look a certain way to other people. So to other people, bringing all of your energy and all of your frequencies and blah blah blah, I don't know why I said it like that, but might look like you waking up every day like, hey, da, da. That's not necessarily you all the time. Like, that is a moment. That's when you like like I said, some days I don't want to talk at all. Yeah. Like, I've had moments where, I've had mornings where I did not talk the entire morning, and I was very happy.
That's me every, I don't really, until it hit a certain time, I don't really want to have a conversation.
I'll be talking his head off.
Sometimes I'll hop out the bed like, what up, little mama? Gianni, I see you over there, you growing, you getting big, boy. Just be talking.
But
then when I go out, I just be like, I want to talk to y'all.
Yeah, and that's still okay. You. Yeah, that that's is, still you.
Yeah, I don't think it's not you. I just think for a lot of people, we give other people the different version of us just to kind of protect ourselves from, either protect ourselves or to be considerate so that we're not, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable because I'm here.
I'll be actually able to feel it now. Like, yeah. Now I'll be like if I go somewhere and I want to dance, when I don't, I'll be like,
nah, that used to be, like, that was me all the time. It's funny because some people don't even, like, if you, depending on what time of like, life you met me at, some people don't know I can dance. And then, but some of my friends back home would be like, bro, you was dancing every day, everywhere I go.
In college, everywhere, we'd be waiting in line for food. We'd be on our way to class, just standing somewhere. He'd just be dancing. He'd in the dorms, just dancing. I don't know. No music playing. There did not need to be music. Like, just dancing all the time. Like, and now look at you. Just standing still.
I used to hate that, going to parties. This is just a side note. Going to parties and seeing every dude be on the wall.
It's weird.
Like, you ain't security, bro. They got security at the front door.
It's weird.
Like, you not even bobbing your head to the music. You just, is that right?
Then you gotta dance, like, the girls be having to dance with the girls because, like, the guy's not trying to dance for real.
Nah. The girls be like, they be dancing, they look back, and they be like,
And they walk away. I mean, you definitely gotta read the room.
That, too.
Read the room. Please read the room.
But some of the time, it'd be because, like, y'all corny, y'all just stand up against the wall. But then other times, it'd be like, y'all ugly, like, just stand up against the wall.
See? So how do you gauge that?
You gotta just get out there and try.
You gotta read the room. You walk in, hold up, this don't... And so sometimes you gotta get out there and just try.
Exactly, you just gotta try it out. See? And, you know, she might dance away from you.
You say, okay.
Or she might dance with you until the lights come on. Then she'd be like, whoa, all right, it's been good, bro.
Dab him up.
It's like, no. But yeah, so you just gotta try it out. But you gotta be your authentic self. So you can be bold enough to step out there and try.
Step out there, like, dance move one time.
Right, just get chicken head real quick, and you'll be good. Do not do the chicken head when you don't do
that. Early
2000s. If it's an early 2000s party, go for it.
If it's a TikTok party.
Actually,
they be doing the chicken head?
Yeah, it be part of the routine.
Really?
Yeah, you ain't.
Yeah. I missed that way. I haven't been on it like a week. Maybe
right.
I
just weeks ago.
I missed.
It was like around the time he was like, "Woo!" Around that
time. Funny.
Yo. But if you want to do the shaking head, and it speaks, you know what I'm saying? If it speaks to your soul, honestly, go ahead and chicken head it out. I'm not gonna do it, but you can do it.
I might laugh and I might record. I might do it with you, depending on who you are. So,
because you'll never forget, you go to the party and there's a dude doing a chicken head white like aggressively. I'll never forget that.
But hey, I'll never forget it.
You was a dude doing a chicken head aggressively.
That mean chicken head. And I see you doing the Harlem Shake like you was little Bow Wow.
I also think people be too afraid to not look cool. I think that's another thing.
But what is cool? What does cool look like? I know what stereotypically people say that, you know, cool looks like, but like that's different for everybody. I feel like cool is subjective, so just do stuff. I'm talking to myself too, guys. Just do stuff.
I used to be cool. I mastered the cool, like the too cool for school. Ooh, yeah. I mastered
cool, like nah. I'm that used to be me too.
I'm just so sad. I used to be.
But cool changed.
Nah, but like now I'm like I'm actually cool.
Nah,
like,
no, but the way you say it.
I used to be cool.
Y'all funny.
I just think people would be too afraid to have, like, they don't want to seem like you care because it looks corny to look like you care.
But it's not.
But everything looks corny when you, you actually care? Are you actually trying hard?
But I be wanting to make everything look effortless. Like,
yeah.
I just be like, even when I be dancing, I be trying to dance in a way where it look like I'm not really moving that much, but I'm still going, because I be seeing people doing it. And if you do it correctly, it's fire.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot of practice to barely move, but still.
It's hard to do something with a lot of effort and make it look like it's easy.
Yeah.
Most people don't do. You can't do it most of the time, so unless you do it, whatever it is.
You gotta practice. I know. That's where the practice comes in. That's what it takes.
But again, if people see you practicing, it's like, oh, you
actually do this?
Yeah. What? It's like, yeah. Why not? Like, what's wrong with caring?
And then that's why I be feeling like when I be telling people stuff, I end up not doing it or it take me longer to do it because it just be different energies, different thoughts on what I want to do. I ain't asked for all that. I'm just trying to let you know what's going on. But yeah, stuff get done a lot quicker when I just do it and then I be like, oh, there it goes.
Yeah, I mean, you don't give people time to either critique it or. Yeah. And sometimes
people be picking out the negative. Sorry to cut you off.
No,
you like, you might have something fire, and they be like, you know that, like, this picture right here. And be like, you know that, like, the top is a little off center. You should have just moved it. Did you measure this before you started? Granted, it's fire, but it's like they try to pick out the one thing that's wrong. It's like, nah, that's what makes it unique. You can't get another one of these.
Why are you?
I was looking at the picture.
But yeah, it's okay to care, guys. I completely lost my train of thought as soon as I said that.
Oh my god.
Wait, I know we was...
Definitely said. I remember what I was going to say.
Yeah, I did. And then she asked me about the scissors, and it just completely went.
Talk about the picture.
Yeah, the picture. That's what I was going to say. I think some people also are waiting for you. Like, they don't see the value in it until somebody else brings it. Yeah, sees the value in it. So, until somebody else makes it look cool... They weren't thinking in their mind that this was a cool thing.
But then how do you define cool? Is that, so I was told, because I was talking about how I was about to quit my job. They was like, good luck with everything. You know, you still gotta get that money though, because if they don't see you with no money, then they're not gonna be trying to listen. And I was like, they gotta listen, like at this point. You have to listen. I got white granite countertops. You gotta listen. Nah. But if my steps is already ordered, regardless of what it look like, you're gonna listen. If you say something a certain way, it actually don't make it seem like you like iffy about what you're saying. Either they gonna love it or they gonna hate it.
And that also goes into bringing your authentic self to whatever you do and wherever you go.
Right.
Because if you're being fake about it or you're not being yourself, at some point, somebody or most people are going to see right through it. And that's when they're not going to listen. But if you're being you, if you're just letting your light shine and you just being yourself, then they're going to listen. It might not be as quick it all the time as you think, but they gonna listen.
Yeah. I mean, well, also I think it also depends on the person though, because some people they're too like infatuated with the look, like how it looks. You gotta look like you play ball. You gotta look like you do this. You gotta look like it. Because if I don't see it, it's not real.
But I mean, like, not those people. I mean, like, the people who are meant to hear.
Oh, that yeah, hear. I think that's true. Yeah,
definitely. I don't mean just any and everybody. I mean, they gonna hear it too, but they might not believe it. But the people who are supposed to get whatever message it is, whether it be through music or just like words or art, whatever it is, like, they gonna get what they need to get from it. I don't know where my voice is going, but
it's all right. It's all right. They're trying to dim your light. It's okay.
But I understand why they be looking for, like, you to look a certain way. Like, it actually look good. Like, if you look a certain way, it makes the sound better.
That's also... Oh, go ahead.
Good. No, you good.
I was going to say, it does make sense, and it's also, like, an example would be, like, the business gurus that be all over social media. We'll be talking about they, like, actually... help people build their businesses through social media, and they only got like 10 followers. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, something not right here.
Yeah, there's definitely a level of that you need to have when you get there. But I think again, it just depends. Like, I think for some people, they're too focused on the look, and some people probably could do. And I also think some people sometimes. People don't know what they're looking for until you give it to them. So it's like, they don't know it needed to look like this until somebody brings it to them and it's already, but I remember I watched, Steve Jobs used to say that all the time. He was kind of like, that's why he would be doing certain things with the iPhone and people were like, what are you doing? Nobody wants it. And he was like, I was giving it to them before they realized that they needed it. Right. And so, I mean, granted that iPhones are doing whatever, but it's like I was doing this before they realized that this was the next step. And I think the innovators do it before people realize that there's a need for it, or make it look like it's, they make it cool to people before people realize that it's cool, whatever cool is. Mm. Because again, cool is super subjective, you know, because cool used to be a very specific, like 50 Cent used to be cool. You know, and like being like in baggy clothes used to be cool.
50 Cent not cool. Yeah. You know?
No, 50 Cent is cool. But I'm saying, at least in music, he used to be. I mean, he definitely an exec. You know, he got power. You know, I don't watch the rest of them, but I used to. You know, he got power. He got TV shows. You know, but like that kind of cool is not now. Like if you see somebody wearing a G Unit, then you're like, you wearing G Unit in 2022? Why are you wearing G? You know, but that's just because stuff comes and goes. Like, granted, if you want to wear a G-Unit, hey, I'm not going to flame you.
It's your prerogative. Sorry, I'm... She's over here. Just singing. But yeah. With that being said...
stay blessed.
But yeah, definitely always make sure you be your authentic self in whatever capacity feels right to you. Don't dim your light for other people's comfortability. Shine as bright as you feel like shining that day. Mm-hmm. Don't gauge it on them, gauge it on you. And also, if you haven't already, like, share, subscribe to our podcast.
Like that.
It's now available on all platforms where podcasts are available. Well, just about. It's only two that it's not available on. But you don't care about those. It's on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, it's on the major platforms. So, like, share, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
To tell a friend to tell a friend.
Exactly. You know the vibes.
Exactly. But do y'all have anything else y'all want to say?
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Hey. Great area.
Thank you for joining us for another episode. We will see y'all next time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Peace and love, baby.